Yeshaya Perik Mem Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ilu Nishma, Savi Mori Pesel David Ben Avraham Nata. Very famous phrases and psukim here in Yeshaya. So many things that we say in davening and in various aspects of Jewish life. Hein Yevoshu V'yi Kolmu, Kol Hanecha Rim Boch. They shall be shamed and disgraced. Yevosh V'yi Kolim. Kol Hanecha Rim Boch, all those who contend with you, all those who try to be rivals with you, or who try to work against you, or Rabbi Hirsch says, plot your extermination. Think about Rabbi Hirsch writing in Germany a mere 25 years before the Holocaust, writing those words. Very prescient. The seeds were already there. Yiyu che'ayin v'yovdu anshe rivecha. They will be nothing. Again, the word ayin. We've seen the word ayin numerous times recently. They will come to nothing. They will disappear. Those who quarrel with you, those who do battle with you, they will go to ruin. Think about all the great empires. Say this all the time, especially Tisha B'Av time. Titus, the Ponovitcher Rav said under the Arch of Titus in Rome. Where are you? Where is Rome? Where is Nebuchadnezzar's Babel? Where is World War II Germany? Where are all these nations? Where is Mitzrayim, the classic Mitzrayim? Everybody who quarrels with the Jews disappears into the stream of history and is washed away. We're still here. Yudbeis tivak shem velosim tsa'im. If you want to seek those great enemies of the Jews, you can look for them, but you won't find them. Anshe matzu secha. Those who contended with you. As always, Yeshaya is using multiple words for the same concept. Necherim, Riv, Matsusecha, all quarreling and contending and pushing against you. Yuchayin, Ucha Efes, Anshe Milchamtecha, a fourth one. They will be naught and nothing, those who fight, who war with you, who battle with you. They're going to disappear. Rabbi Hirsch takes the words and says they're different stages. Necherim comes from chara, from glow, the first stage of Jew hatred, smoldering in the heart of the anti-Semite. Anshe rivecha give vent to their hostility in false accusations and provocations, making a riv. Matsusecha are those involved in Jew baiting and physical attacks. And finally, anshe milchamtecha are the organizers of the most ruthless persecution of the Jews. From the word Natse, a dispute that leads to assault. Again, the fact that he's writing this when Adolf Hitler is still in his childhood, he was 19 at this point, he was only a young man, is astonishing, the foresight that Rabbi Hirsch is showing for what's going to happen in his own environment and his own nation. Yud Gimel Ki Ani Hashem Elokecha Machazik Yiminecha. I am the Lord your God. I strengthen your right hand. Who strengthens your right hand? Ha'omer lecha al tira ani azarticha. Who tells you, do not fear, I will help you. If you think about every gullus and everything we've gone through, we get afraid and we get weak and we get nervous again and again and again. And so Hashem repeats the same message again and again and again. I'm going to strengthen your right hand and you're going to survive. Just keep looking for that reaffirmation, that confirmation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us, don't worry, I didn't forget you. Yadalet al tir'i tola'as Yaakov. Don't be afraid, worm of Jacob. That's a fascinating metaphor. Rashi says, Mishpachas Yaakov hacholsha kitola'as ein la gvura ela b'fiha. A worm has no strength because a worm has no limbs to accomplish anything except with its mouth, only by literally eating up the dirt to dig its way through it. But a worm, a lowly worm, can fell a mighty tree by eating away at the roots and everything underneath. Misei Yisrael, the few, ma'at, well, not misei in this case, it's a different word root, but Mispar Yisrael, the small numbers of Jews. Ani azar tichnium Hashem v'go alei kedosh Yaakov. I am going to help you. I am going to aid you, says Hashem, your Redeemer and the Holy One of Israel. It's interesting that it changes. I don't see this in the Mefarshim, but it's interesting that it changes to Lashon Nekeva, emphasizing, as the Hebrew language does, when it's talking about weakness and vulnerability, the feminine form is used. And so when we are being compared to a worm that seems to have very little in the way of defenses, Azar Tich, Hashem is going to help us in the weaker sense that we need greater protection. Interesting also, Rav Schwab says that the Tolas Yaakov, the worm of Israel, being vilified by the world and trampled on it, we're in a lowly position all the way down on the ground, being stepped on. But the Koach, of course, is in the in the mouth, as we daven, Torah and Tefillah. Tesvav, hine samtich lemorag charutz chadash. Behold, I have made you like a new threshing board. Baal pifios, bristling with sharp teeth. So interesting. So suddenly we're a worm with teeth. We are a threshing board where you thresh the wheat and the chaff, and you separate everything. And we've got the means to separate out that which is waste from that which is worth keeping. Tadush harin v'sadok u'gva'os kamotz tasim. You will thresh the mountains and crush them. You will make the hills like chaff, like the leavings of grain. Tezayin tizrein v'ruach tisa'im. You will scatter them and a wind will carry them away. U'sa'ara tafitzosam. And a mighty wind, the storm, will then disperse them forever. But you will rejoice in Hashem and praise the Holy One of Israel. So eventually, there will be a complete downfall of the enemies and the nations. But instead of rejoicing at their downfall, we don't have Hitler Day to celebrate the downfall of Hitler. What we do instead is we rejoice that we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we've returned to Him, and we will praise Hashem for making us his eved and his tool and his instrument in the world.